الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, it is reported in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let us all make good intentions. The more good intentions we make, insha'Allah azza wa jal, the more reward we will get, the more reward we will attain in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal.
It is reported in the Hadith of Mubarak that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who sends durood or recites salawat upon me, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Today we're going to discuss on the topic of the days, times and conditions in which by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal and according to the Hadith Sharif and Imams of Deen, the chances of acceptance are very strong. Chances of acceptance of dua are very strong. This moment of acceptance whereby the ulama ikram, they have collected for us in order to know which times of the nights or of the days, which days and which times the chances of our du'as are greatly strong to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, these are for us in order to know that during these times we make more du'as in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We make dua all the time, day and night. We need to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the ulama ikram have given us such a times that in these particular times, the days, these times and the days, duas are mostly strongest times in which the duas accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the first one it goes as the night of Qadr, the night of power. Subhanallah. The night of power. The night that Allah Azza wa Jal speaks of it in the Quran, that is greater than 1,000 months. Now, in this special night, if we use this night, we use the opportunity that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. He speaks about it in Surah Qadr. Now, if we go back and look at the translation of this surah, we will see and understand how great this night of Qadr is. So in this night of Qadr, that is the night we should take advantage of and plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask and beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and make du'as with hope and fear that our du'as will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. According to the majority of the scholars, this is the 27th night of Ramadan. Even though the ulama ikram, they advise us that on the odd days of Ramadan, we should search for this night. That is why we sit for i'tikaf. And when we sit for i'tikaf, one of the purposes is that we search for this night. Now, if we get this night of Qadr, the ulama ikram, they tell us that our du'as are strongly have a chance of being accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The second one will be the day of Arafah. Example given, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. You know, when we go for pilgrimage, when we go for Hajj, on this day of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. So if Allah Azza wa Jal still blesses us with life to be able to reach these days, to be able to be alive on those days, let's utilize them, make a great use of them, and make du'as in abundance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And thirdly, we're told that the month of Ramadan in general, during the month of Ramadan, the du'as are strongly accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if Ramadan comes and we're still alive, if we see the month of Ramadan, we should utilize this time of this great month in making du'a in abundance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we are told that in this month generally, the du'as are accepted. So when we make du'a in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal during this month, likewise, we are told that at the time of iftar, our du'as are accepted. But unfortunately, we neglect these opportunities. We neglect these times. You'll find at the time of iftar, we are worried more of what we're going to eat. We are worried more what is there that we're going to use to break our fast. My beloved viewers of Madani Channel, at this time, let's use this time and utilize this time to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's use this time to plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's use this time in order for our du'as, for our wishes to be fulfilled by making du'a in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because at this time, we are told that our du'as are accepted. Fourthly, the night of Jumu'ah, which is Thursday. And alhamdulillah, those that are in the environment of Dawat Islami, those that have the marakizes of Dawat Islami around them, this night of Jumu'ah, which is Thursday, we always have our weekly ijtima'ah. We always have our weekly gatherings whereby the Quran is recited. The praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place. Bayanat takes place. And the remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla takes place. And a dua is done collectively. And here we are told that one of the nights in which the chances are very strong of the dua being accepted are the night of Jumu'ah, which is Thursday. Now wherever we are, let's attend this weekly ijtima'ah, because in it there's a great benefit. A lot of people, their lives have changed for the better by attending the weekly ijtima'ah. Either it's through the bayan or the dua that was made. Because a person makes a dua, we do not know whose ameen of that dua is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. By the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, someone says Ameen, and that dua, it concerns our life. It concerns a problem that we are facing in our life. It concerns a struggle that we are facing in our life. By saying Ameen, And by the dua being accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, our wishes are fulfilled. So let's use these Thursdays to make a lot of ibadah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and make a lot of du'as in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Insha'Allah, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, our du'as will be accepted and our lawful wishes will also be fulfilled, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And the fifth one is the day of Jum'ah. We're told that on the day of Jum'ah, the chances of our du'as being accepted are very strong. So when the call of the day of Jum'ah comes, let's rush to respond to that call. Sometimes we come to the masajid for Jum'ah. Unfortunately, you'll find us standing outside, talking, gossiping, laughing. And we are actually losing out on what is taking place inside the masajid. We are losing out on the advices that the ulamas are giving us in the masajid. We are losing out in that knowledge that we should be attaining in the masajid. So whenever, like Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, whenever you hear the call of Jum'ah, فَسَعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, rush to the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We should rush to respond to this call. Because through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the greatness of this call of Jum'ah, or of this day in general of Jum'ah, our du'as might be accepted. And our wishes might be fulfilled. Our hopes might be fulfilled. So my beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's not take the day of Jum'ah for granted. And the days that we have mentioned before, let's take them seriously. With hope and fear, let's all cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Insha'Allah, our du'as will be answered. And our hopes and our wishes, our desires, they will be fulfilled in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal on this particular day, insha'Allah. The sixth one, we're told that is midnight, as this is the moment of special divine tazalli of the sublime Lord Azza wa Jal. You know, during the day we become so busy, either with work, with our businesses, with our education. And when we come home during the night, we tired. We rest. But we use that time, unfortunately. Some of us would know what I'm talking about, because we would sit from after Salatul Asha till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Some of us still sit till 1 o'clock at night. And what are we doing with this time? Either we are sitting and watching the TV. Either we are sitting and having a discussion that doesn't necessarily benefit us. Either we are sitting and just relaxing, but we are not sleeping. But what happens is, we go to bed and we sleep right through the night, whereby that night we lose out. It is not beneficial for us. That night we do not get something out of it. Now we are told that at that midnight the du'as are strongly accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But we lose out that time because we are sitting and doing nothing. We are sitting and talking worldly. We are sitting and seeing what is going on in the media. We are not resting. So the time that comes whereby we have to get up for tahajjud, the time that comes whereby the night is quiet, the night is calm, we have to get up and beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are fast asleep. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's use this moment, Let's use these times in the core of Allah Azza wa Jal to birth for His mercy. The great ulama ikram, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, they used to use that time a week in ibadah. We need to learn from this. That is where our success is. To plan for the next day. To beg Allah Azza wa Jal for the next day of the plans that we have made. To beg Him. So that we might be successful when the day comes. So beloved viewers of Modern Channel, let's use these times. Let's utilize these times to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And the sixth portion of the night, the day of Jum'ah before sunset, according to most mashayikh, this is the most sought of time. Whereby most of ulama ikram and the mashayikh, they say there are 40 different views of ulama on this. But there are two views that ulama ikram and the mashayikh have agreed upon. One, which is at the time when the imam sits for the khutbah. The time when the imam sits for the khutbah. At that time, the dua is accepted. And some, they say, the other view is that at the time after Salat al-Asr to before sunset, at that time of the day of Jum'ah, the du'as are accepted. So the advice that the ulama ikram give us is use both times to make du'as strongly with hope that the du'as will be accepted. Use that time when the imam sit down for the khutbah or the imam sit down between the two khutbahs. And use that time of after Salat al-Asr until sunset. Either one of them, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, with hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, our du'as will be accepted. And the other is, on your way to the masjid. On our way to the masjid, the dua is strongly accepted. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dua is strongly accepted when we are on our way to the masjid, when we are on our way to praise Allah Azza wa Jal, when we are on our way to answer to the call of the Muazzin that calls and says, Hayya ala salah, come for prayer, come for success. When we are on our way to the masjid, our dua has a strong chance of being accepted. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, what do we do when we are going to the masjid? What is our daily habit? When we go to the masjid, we are told that when we make dua, our dua will be accepted. While we are walking towards the masjid, before we even get in the masjid, Subhanallah. How merciful Allah Azza wa Jalla is. So beloved viewers of Madani Channel, while we are on our way to the masjid, let's make dua while we are walking or while we are driving towards the masjid. Let's make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla with sincerity, with hope and fear that our dua will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the 11th one is time of Adhan. At the time of Adhan, the doors of the Sikhs are opened at this time. At the time of Takbir, at the time of Iqama. Between the Adhan and the Iqama. After the Adhan, that period of time between the Adhan and up to the time whereby the Iqamah is given. We use the time to make wudu, we come towards the masjid, we try to rush to the masjid so that we can make the sunnahs that are made, sunnahs muqadda or sunnahs ghayr muqadda, that are before the farad of that particular salah. But now we are told that we are there between the adhan and the iqamah. We already reached the masjid, we already made the wudu, we already performed our sunnah. Now the time between the adhan and the iqamah, the chances of our du'as being accepted are very strong. So let's use this time. Let's use this time in order to make du'a in the court of Allah. Rather than us coming early to the masjid and standing outside, sitting in our cars, busy chit-chatting, busy talking useless talks, busy talking about things that are not beneficial to us, busy talking or gossiping about others, busy talking about problems that we are facing. Rather, we can take these problems in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of du'a. Between the adhan and the iqamah. Subhanallah. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's utilize these times. And the 14th one will be when the Imam says, Wala Dhalin. In Surah, when Imam said Surah Fatiha, when he reaches the path, Wala Dhalin. We can make dua from our heart. At this point, to say Ameen, after the Imam says, Wala Dhalin, we say Ameen. To say Ameen is a dua itself. From the depth of your heart, make a dua. So, beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's utilize these times. Let's take note of these times and use them in order to get our du'as accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's use these times, utilize them in order for our du'as to be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it so easy for us. He has given us those moments, those times. The ulama ikram has given us those times in which the du'as have a greater chance of being accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept all our du'as, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the strength and the ability to utilize these times in making sincere du'as in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Du'a, the essence of ibadah. Du'a, the essence of ibadah. Du'a.